Hello and welcome back to the Hair Boss Not Hair Loss podcast. Today's episode is a very special one as I'm joined by someone truly amazing, my colleague, my friend and a style director at the wonderful wig company, Karen Young. Karen is known throughout our business for exceptional service to her clients and her dedication to what we do is absolutely unmatched. She brings compassion to absolutely everything she does. And it shows. Her clients request her over and over again. In this episode, we'll be talking about what it's really like behind the scenes at the wonderful wig company, what it's like to go to a hair loss consultation, from emotional highs to funny moments, and everything in between. Thank you for joining me, Karen.
Thanks for having me, Nicola. And thank you for those kind words.
All true. Oh. I guess what I want to talk about today is for any of our listeners who have been diagnosed or experienced that hair loss and it's their first time, I kind of want the episode to be about what it's like in that consultation process and what they can expect. But I think, first of all, what I'd really like to touch on is the story of how we know each other, because I think it's quite special and relevant to what we bring to our clients because of the relationship that we've all got as friends and colleagues. So do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about how we initially met?
Absolutely. So Nicola first came into my life as a very young apprentice. I was running a hair group in the Northeast. As you can probably tell, I'm from East Anglia, not the Northeast. From first seeing her, I knew she had flair, creativity and ambition. So yeah, I was Nicola's boss. We worked together for a number of years and then Nicola went off to start her salon. I carried on with the hairdressing group I was working for and then went off to have my salon. Later down the lines, our paths crossed again when I was given up my salon and I introduced my clients to Nicola and her team. And then in 2016, we, through the circumstances of a club that we didn't want to be part of, we both had the breast cancer. And from there, our journey became even more emotional, then led on to Nicola creating the wonderful wig company. And when I returned to the UK in 2018, I became part of the wonderful wig company, which is to this day continuing. And I'm enjoying it very much.
Thank you. So yeah, that was just a brief overview of our 30 plus years working together. And like Karen says, I think the amazing thing being we've kind of both done our own things, but fate has just brought us back together on numerous occasions, It's been looking after each other's clients when we're on holiday or advising each other if something was going wrong in our business, we could call each other because we both knew like what each other were going through. And then like Karen just touched on there, in 2016, as a lot of our listeners will know, I was diagnosed with breast cancer and sadly so was Karen's mum and so was Karen, and that kind of just absolutely brought us back together again, didn't it?
Absolutely.
We supported each other through the cancer and then off the back of that setting up the business. And I just said to Karen, you know you want to, come on board. We can help these people, because I think that lived experience is genuinely what is so different in what you offer our clients. So if we can talk a little bit about that, behind somebody coming in for the first time and they don't know what to expect, like what is behind that consultation room door? I think a lot of our listeners think that it's a really sad experience. Like, how do you do that for a living? It must be really sad. Can you touch a little bit on what it's like for you?
I think I'll go back a little bit to when you first asked me to come on board with Wonderful Wig Company, because we'd both experienced the clinical side of appointments and hospitals. One of the main things was we wanted to create somewhere that you can come into, and it was more of the hairdressing experience and a calming salon experience, sofas, chairs, comfortable. And that is exactly what we try and do. So in my opinion, when that client comes through the door, I judge and see some come in very confidently, some come in and there's tears immediately. It's a welcome to the Wonderful Wig Company, and then it's right, sit down, we have a chat, we discuss what they're going through. Some of you want to talk, some of you don't, that's absolutely fine. It's gauging the individual, but at the end of the day, the most important thing is to make that customer feel at ease. And that's my main aim to do that. I think it's scary, the unknown. And they're basically coming in to see me and they don't want to be seeing me. They don't want to be having to see somebody that's going to deal with their hair loss situation. So it can be that they can be angry with the situation. So it's judging, but me trying to make the situation as calm as I possibly can and listening to them. Yeah.
I think we have a reputation as hairdressers that we talk for a living, but actually what we do 90% of the time is listen, isn't it? And that's a real skill.
Yeah. One of the things that I always say as well, very, very early on, is it's a compromise what they're having to deal with. So what I want to try and do is find the best possible compromise for them. So the whole situation can then suddenly become a little bit more relaxed. But yeah, again, it's an unknown, it's scary. And I try and take the fear away.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If
that.
I can.
Exactly. I'm absolutely confident that you do. I often talk about when we're training new members of our team that when that client comes in, sometimes they're, if you could put their fear and anxiety on a level, they're at a 10. And it's our job for the first half of the consultation to get them from a 10 to a 2, if we can, before we even start looking at hair. What do you think, you've worked with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of our hair loss clients, what would you say some of the highs and lows are for you personally?
I always say that when I see that smile come onto somebody's face, when we've been able to find the compromised perfect wig. I'll give you an example of a lady who I saw just last week who has undergone surgery. So some of her head is now a skin graft, so she will have to wear wigs going forward. She hasn't got to have any more treatment, but she was wearing a turban and she was so upset that she kept thinking people were looking at her and thinking she was still undergoing chemotherapy when she wasn't. And anyway, she came after some persuasion to meet me and she'd begun to become a recluse. So, you know, we did our normal, measured the head. Fit is really important. We'll probably touch on that a little bit further down the line. And we found a wig for her and we put it on and just went through. Suddenly, this smile elevated the room. Her husband was there, her friend, and we all just, it was such a good match to how she was. And honestly, the elation you get, and I would say that happens over and over. I can think of another lady that stands out to me. This was a number of years through COVID, and she had a really high profile job. And she was losing her hair. And she came to me and she was distraught, absolutely distraught. And at the time, she had a sort of a short bob that was coming away and coming away. And wigs were very, very hard to come by at that point. So what we did was we had to create her look from a long wig that we had, which was the right colour, to a shorter wig. And again, unbelievable. The look on her face. And now, as a long time, you know, she's still having to wear the wigs. She says to me, I can't believe the person I was then to the person I am now. So, yeah, I think that elation of the scary part when somebody, you know, the unknown and then the absolute elation. That's priceless to me that I've been able to change their lives in a small way.
And I think that's what you take home with you at the end of the night,
absolutely,
isn't it? Nine times out of ten, I know we do have emotional days. We have days which are incredibly difficult. We have clients that are incredibly upset sometimes, and no matter what we say to them, they don't want to be there. And we have to try and do our best with our client. But nine times out of ten, what you take home is a sense of exactly what you just, you can't even bottle that feeling of you've changed that woman's life today. But when you found that perfect wig for that first client, it's like you brought Susan back in the room.
Yes.
Like there she's there.
Yes.
And the husband can see his wife again and she feels like her again. So yeah, I think that you summed that up perfectly there, Karen. What's your favourite part of the job? What do you love to do the best? Who do you like to work with the best? Like, what's your favourite bit?
I've got a very big alopecia clientele now. So they have become, I'm still hairdressing, so I feel that my alopecia clientele are like my hairdressing clients. They see me once or twice a year, and when they come, it's sometimes, okay, is there a new style out? Shall we change it? So, you know, there's a lady I see who's been wearing wigs since she was about 15, and she's now in her 60s, and she had some horrible experiences, which a lot of people can relate to. You know, she always said it was always men that seemed to be putting on the wigs for her, and they had no empathy or idea, and the wigs were itchy and horrible and they looked awful. And she was only 15 at the time. So she's gone through the years and she came to us and she's continued to come to us. She wears and she rocks her wig amazing. She is incredible. And I feel that being able to give her this hairdressing experience now once or twice a year, along with a lot of other people, is priceless. I love seeing them. I love working with them. I've got a lot of mixed things in the sense that I've seen a lot of chemo patients over the years, which have come through the other side and they've become hairdressing clients. But we also sometimes have a little therapy and we chat and go through our experiences. So what I'm probably saying is the person. The client that, you know, I've got to know and build up a relationship with, which I feel very blessed to be able to do that. Yeah, the making a difference. That's probably it. Making a difference. Bringing that person a smile to their face. Yeah.
And I think, again, something that we talk about when we have our training days and stuff, it is that connection. And I think what you do beautifully is bring that connection between hairdresser and client, and it does not matter whether it is a person with biological hair or replacement hair. The connection's still there when you're a hairdresser, isn't it? If you want, maybe you can explain to us, Karen, what are the differences in the client between a client losing the hair with alopecia and a client losing the hair with cancer? What are the main differences in that client, so much as in what they're looking for, in what they're willing to try, in how they feel? Can you explain a little bit?
I think with the alopecia clients, generally, it's a long-term issue. I have some that they've lost the hair, it's come back, they've lost it. But in general, they know that the future is the world of wigs and pieces and stuff. So they are looking for something that is going to suit them, that they can work with. They like to sometimes have a change. I'll also say I've experienced some ladies that have finally come to see me who have had the gradual hair loss that are really, really nervous and not sure if a wig is the right thing for them, but then the hair loss is causing them to, again, not want to go out, or their confidence, they've lost their confidence. So it's a much longer journey. I would say the cancer patients that I've seen, they come and it's very emotional in the sense that they have a condition. You know, they've been told the cancer word, so they're emotional, and they've often got to go through hospital visits and treatments, and then they've got to then start their program, and then obviously they're, oh my goodness, my hair's going to come out, I need a wig. So yeah, they come at it, and they know, a lot of them, that the hair will come back, so it will be more temporary. And then I think what you get is you get the similarity to any of them at the beginning. They think, is everybody going to know that I'm wearing a wig? I want people to know that it's still me. So that, yeah, I would say that then the differences, but then it comes together and it's similar thoughts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are some, you touched on a little bit there about the clients worried about it not looking like a wig, or them feeling like them wearing the new hair. What are the most common worries that clients come in with?
So the big one is, is it going to fall off?
Yeah.
Is it going to fall off? That's one of the main things. Is it going to blow off? Is it going to, how am I going to keep this on? How am I, you know? Another one is, when I walk out, is everybody going to know that I'm wearing a wig? One of my bits of advice, and we talk about this lots, probably more with the alopecia ladies and gents, but I would say embrace it if you can. And if you feel confident enough to go, yes, I'm wearing a wig, say that. If you're not, and somebody says, I've got a lot of ladies who say to me, oh, Karen, this lady came up, she said, I absolutely love your style. I love that colour. And she just went, yeah, I've just changed it a little bit, and go with that. So it's whatever is right for you. Give whatever answer you want to give. But yeah, the main thing is it going to come off, or are they going to think that I'm wearing a wig? Yeah,
What's the answer to that? Is it going to fall off?
No, it's not going to. It's not going to fall off. The only thing I would ever say is I'm always honest and said, if we have like a gale force, I would always say be really, you know, just be mindful. But no, what I'm going to also say is, that we obviously have luxury synthetic and human hair that we do lots of work with, and they are literally luxury synthetic. That's the other thing people think. When you use the synthetic word, they think it's going to look like, I don't know, something from a fancy dress shop, I think. And that is so far from what we deal with and the luxury of the synthetic wigs as well as the human hair wigs. So no, the way they're designed and the fit. And the other thing is, one of our consultations is to measure your head and make sure you've got the right fit, because there's a lot of wig wearers out there that are wearing the wrong fitting wig. And that's one of the things we pride ourselves in.
I think that's a super valid point about the fit. And I think one of the things to blame there is the internet. We're finding lots and lots of clients are shopping on the internet now sometimes for wig for many different reasons. For ease, some of our trans clients may not want to go in a salon. Some people are poorly. Some people can get a better price. However, I will say this, that we literally, for every 10 you buy, you'll probably have one that suits you or fits you, because your hair or a hat or even glasses on your face, that is so unique to your face, and you can't get that on the internet. We see so many people wearing really bad and just wasting the money, don't they? Yeah. They just waste the money. And one of the things that we do see is it's fine to shop on the internet once you've been to the salon, been measured, know your size, have tried some things on that really suit you, you know your colour palette, you know your skin tone, then maybe buy a second wig on the internet. But first off, especially for a new wearer, it really is vital that you're getting that,
support
as well.
I totally agree. And also, I just think the experience of going and visiting your wig consultant and building up a relationship, especially for long-term wearers of wigs, you know, make it a hairdressing experience. And I think that will help with any questions you've got. I think one of the things that we pride ourselves in is we're always there for advice. And one of the funny stories was about a lady that took a luxury synthetic wig from me. And I went through all the aftercare, how to shampoo, condition, all that. And I said, it'll dry overnight and in the morning, shake and it's ready to go. Anyway, she phoned me the next day and she said, oh my God, Karen. She said, it's perfect. So I said, she said, yes, it is exactly what you said. I said, did you think I was lying to you? And she said, well, I didn't think that would be that, you know. Uh-huh. And the other thing we always say with the luxury synthetic wigs is you won't have a bad hair day, you know. So,
if you get the right piece, then it's like your hair on a good hair day, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Like you've just been to the salon.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
How do you, in particular, help people who are nervous or unsure? How do you make them feel calm?
I think maybe I'm fortunate to be blessed with a certain amount of natural empathy. Maybe my hairdressing skills before my wig consultant skills came into play has helped me, you know, all my training over the years. I do understand that when somebody comes in, Nicola has known me for many, many years, and my hair's always been really, really thick. When, unfortunately, we went through our journey, as we spoke, in 2016, I was fortunate enough not to lose all of it, but it went to the smallest amount that I've ever had, and it was a shock to me. So now I'm back to my normal full hair again. I can appreciate that somebody comes through the door and sees me and think, well, I'm here for a hair loss appointment, and you're sitting there with your... So there can be a barrier goes up, then we sit calmly and I just try and make them feel at ease. But then, you know, sometimes the fact that I have been through some of their experiences can then sort of ease. I think it's trying to listen and make them understand I'm there to help and make the process as easy as I possibly can. And I will do absolutely everything I can to try and help them.
I think when we look at the feedback that we get from the ladies who visit us, people don't remember the brown bob. They remember how you made them feel on that day, don't they? And that's why I think the emphasis has to be on how we make that person feel in the chair and how confident we can make them feel when they leave through the door. As much as the hair's important, actually, how they feel about themselves is really important, isn't it?
I remember a lady who lived a few doors around the corner from myself and my husband, and we happened to bump into her and her husband on Christmas Day a couple of years ago. And I'd previously seen her, and she'd gone through cancer and she'd lost her hair, and I fitted a wig for her. And she stopped my husband and she said, "I just want to say, your wife, after my surgeon, was the best person in the world. She was the most important person to me." And my husband was emotional and overjoyed with that, but it kind of summed up what a role that we do actually play. We sometimes don't see that because that's not why we're doing it, but when you do hear some stories, we get called, "You're an angel, you've transformed." That's what I want to do, not for me but for them. But seeing them being able to have the confidence to do all them things, as we said earlier on, it's incredible.
Priceless feeling.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
One of the questions that we do often get asked is, who should I bring with us to my appointment? And we can giggle about this, but we have had 6, 7, 8 people in a consultation room before. We've had like a 3-year-old and an 83-year-old and everybody in between. We've had the neighbours. Who is the best person to bring to a consultation and why?
Okay, so I think just one person, really. Max 2 if you have to. But I would say somebody who is honest but objective, but can let you make the final decision. I've come up against it so many times where the person they bring with them almost talks over the person that's sitting in front of the mirror, and that's not helpful at all. So I would say that a person that you are confident is going to come and actually sit quite quietly and then give their opinion when asked, and the support. So I would say the person that comes with you is for support more than telling you what you should or shouldn't have. Sometimes maybe the husband or the wife isn't always the right person.
If you've got a husband who says you look beautiful in everything,
absolutely.
When you've got cancer, they're going to say you look amazing every second, aren't they? Yeah. Well, most of them are. Then that's sometimes not helpful either,
it's
is
not.
It?
But I would say the key thing, as you touched on earlier, I've been in the room where it's too overwhelming for the person when there is way too many people. And it's not good for the wee consultant either, because you are trying to be professional, do your job, give the empathy that is needed. So I would always say just bring one person with you, 2 at the most. If you've got 2 that you really want to, that's more than enough.
Yeah, I completely agree. What would you say to somebody who might be listening right now, who's thought about picking up the phone to come in and talk about how unhappy they are with the hair? For instance, maybe not cancer, maybe not alopecia, but that woman in between who is in midlife, whose hair is thinning, she's just been really unhappy with her hair for years and years and years, and actually quite often doesn't think that they fit our service, because a lot of people think that they have to have one or the other, when I would say 1/3 of our clients are this in-between client. So what would you say to that woman now who's maybe in her 60s, just really unhappy with her, the way that her hair looks and it's thinned over the years?
I would say don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, book an appointment with one of the hair consultants, and I would say to them, you would be amazed that there are so many different ways, not just with the wigs, but with hair integration. I can pinpoint a friend of mine who went down the hair integration route. She was distraught. She was on the edge of, probably in her 50s. she just, her self-esteem, everything, but she didn't have the full-on alopecia, she didn't have cancer, but she was in this hormonal state of, I hate myself, my husband does, you know, everything was going wrong. She then came and spoke about, should she wear a wig, could she get a hairpiece? We literally looked at absolutely everything. What would be best for this person? What's her lifestyle? And she then chose the hair integration route. I can't explain by just talking to you how this elevated her life, and it was a game changer. Now, for her to actually pick up the courage to step through and actually see me as a consultant was a huge thing. But the result and how she is today, it's incredible. So I would just say it's the unknown. And even if at the end of having the consultation, none of it suits you and you carry on as you are, that's fine. But unless you take the step and you get the knowledge and you find out, you'll never know. And the difference that a hairpiece, a wig, integration, all of these things, just one of them could be the game changer for you and could transform your life. I can't stress it enough. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Just give it a try. Pick up the phone, book the appointment. You can come and walk away with absolutely nothing, just the advice and the knowledge to think on.
Yeah.
You know, we don't put any pressures on anybody.
I think as well as I think people think it's either my natural hair or a full wig. They don't say that there's actually 100 things that we can do in between. And as hairdressers as well as hair loss consultants, it might just be that they've got totally the wrong colour and hairstyle for their hair loss. Sometimes we can disguise a lot of thinning hair just with a better haircut and style, can't we? And also not leaving it until it's gone so far that anything you try does look artificial, like maybe nipping it in the bud whilst it isn't such a big deal is so important. Okay, well, thank you, Karen. That was just so interesting. And I just want to say thank you for coming in. I think I'm sure our listeners will have gotten loads from that. Thank you for bringing your heart every day to what you do. I know that our clients and I especially appreciate you every single day. So, where can our listeners go to find out more about you and your work?
I work for the wonderful wig company. I work from Sunderland, 34 Melbourne Place, Sunderland. If you want to look us up and find me there, I'm always ready to listen and to try and help. Thank you for having me. I feel blessed to be able to share my knowledge and help whoever I can.
Thank you so much, Karen.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to my Hair Boss Not Hair Loss podcast. I really hope you've enjoyed the conversation and found advice, positivity and some inspiration. Head to the show notes for more information and follow the podcast to keep up to date with future episodes.